Today, the second day of Sivan, is a special day and it has a special name. It is called Yom HaMichus. People often use the term Yichus to describe prestigious lineage, but literally, Yichus means connection. So today is called Yom HaMichus because it has good neighbors. Yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Sivan and tomorrow begins the Shloshes Yemei HaGbalah, the 3 days of preparation for Shavuos. Just by being surrounded with good energy, positive influence, and the right associations, today has the elevated status of Yom HaMichus. There's a positive to hanging around good people, and perhaps this is the message of Yom HaMichus. Choose good friends and colleagues who will influence you positively. Another reason for Yom HaMichus, because it is on this day that Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Vayisim li segula mikol ha'amim. You shall be for me my treasured people. On Beis Sivan, every Yid became unique and distinguished from all the other nations of the world. To amplify this thought, I'd like to share with you an incredible medrash. Right before Matan Torah, the Rabbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Reid ha'ed ba'am. Go warn Klal Yisrael, they should not ascend the mountain. They should not touch Har Sinai. Because if that should ever happen, v'nafal mimenu roiv. Then chas v'shalom, many of them will perish. And Rashi was bothered, if many will perish, why does the Torah say v'nafal mimenu roiv? Singular. It should have said v'naflu, plural. And Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says something very powerful. V'afilu hu yechidi chashuv lafanei rav. Hashem said, even if one person dies, in my eyes, it's considered as if multitudes have passed away. Why is that? Because we are mamleches kohanim. Every yid is a melech. And the value of a king is equivalent to myriads of ordinary people. A few months ago, the Queen of England died. A totally insignificant person. The entire British monarchy, as we all know, is a publicity stunt. The monarchy generates over $1 billion a year for the British economy. Nevertheless, in September, when Queen Elizabeth died, every king, every president, every prime minister, every dignitary from around the globe flew to England to pay their last respects. The whole world stopped to mourn the Queen. The media stopped their coverage of truly important news to cover the funeral. The British government spent over $200 million on the procession. A king's ransom, pun intended, on a totally irrelevant person. Can we even imagine the value of every Jew, where the Torah testifies that we are mamleches kohanim? We are true, genuine royalty. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, kol ha'mekayim nefesh achas miYisrael, ki'ilu kayim oylem mole. Every single Yid is equivalent to the entire world. When 1 5-year-old Jewish child is missing, all of Klal Yisrael stops to search and to daven on his behalf. We understand the value of one Jew, and the crowns of royalty were bestowed upon us on this day. Hence, Yom HaMichus. Speaking of Yichus, there's a fascinating Medrash that talks about an incident that took place at Har Sinai. The Medrash says when the Yidden were about to accept the Torah, the other nations of the world became jealous of the Yidden. They said, why are the Yidden being singled out? Why are they getting the Torah and not any other nation? And Hashem responded to the Ummah Sa'olam, Heviu li sefer yuchsin shalachem. Bring me your books of lineage like Klal Yisrael did. And if you don't have any Yichus, if you don't have any pedigree, you can't complain why I'm granting them the Torah. The question is, Goyim also have Yichus. Avram Avinu is called Av Hamoin Goyim. And some even descend from Yitzchak Avinu. So how do we understand Hashem's reply of bring your books of lineage? The Sefer Menachem Tzion points out something very interesting about Hashem's response. Hashem doesn't tell the Ummah Olam, bring me your Yichus. The emphasis is not on lineage. Hashem says, bring me Sefer Yuchasecha. Bring me the book of your lineage. Why Sefer? Because Klal Yisrael doesn't just rely on the merits of our prestigious forefathers. It's true that we study and emulate the righteousness and the deeds of our avos, but we keep on adding on to this golden chain. Sefer Yuchasechem. We keep on writing more chapters into this illustrious book. We don't rest on our laurels, riding on the fame and renown of our predecessors. We know that we have zchus avos, but at the same time, we strive to internalize their message and grow and build our own legacy. And that is why Hashem gave the Torah exclusively the Klal Yisrael. A Hasidic Rebbe once said, good Yichus is just a bunch of zeros until you put your one in front of it. Yichus is not the pursuit of reflected glory. Rather, it is the pursuit of personal glory through our glorious role models. That makes a person a true miyuchus. Someone once said, good yichus is like a potato. The best part is under the ground. They say a story about a little 5-year-old boy by the name of Beryl. He once came home from cheder and saw his house burning down, and his mother was standing over the rubble and crying bitterly. To comfort her, he said, Mommy, please don't cry. Hashem will give us an even bigger and a nicer home. His mother replied, Berla, I'm not crying because of our home. I'm crying because of our yichus brief, our document of ancestry which describes our beautiful family tree. And now because of the fire, we no longer have it. Young Berla tells his mother, Don't worry, Mommy. Even this is not a reason to cry. If our old yichus ladder was destroyed, with Hashem's help, a new yichus will start with me. Bekach Hava. He became the world-famous Gadol B'Yisrael, Reb Dov Ber of Mezritch, also known as the Maggid of Mezritch. At age 5, little Berla understood the true meaning of Sefer Yuchasechem. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.